They've been on the show before. They know all the rules and regulations. First up, Mr. Joe Fares.
Hello.
Joe and the man from Block H. The mysterious man from Block H.
Hello,
Block H. Studio at icrfm.co.uk, as per usual. Nakedfooty at yahoo.co.uk, if you wish, and especially during the week. And you can tweet us at nakedfooty. And talking of tweets, I must say a big hello to the guys at the Albion Raw, or it's at Albion Raw on Twitter. They're Brighton fans who, I presume, their show is very similar to this. I think it's for the fans, and hopefully we'll catch up with them when we play them, which is in only 3 weeks' time. Tickets, I believe, go on sale Monday. Should be quite popular, I think. More so for the trip down to Brighton, I think, than it is for the football itself. So hi to you guys, and you can probably switch off now, because this is where the whole thing gets really depressing. We talk about AFC, some bad things are falling apart, but hopefully we'll catch up with you soon, and maybe even get a link a show together somehow. Right, guys, what did you make of what went on last Saturday? Well, okay, I suppose you should be happy because it's half the deficit of last year. It was only 6-0 last year. It's 3-0 this time.
It's good. I think it was to be expected, but it did seem that it was almost like we gave up once that second goal went in and just went through the motions in the second half.
Yeah.
Which isn't what you'd expect, but I wasn't expecting a point there. We obviously didn't get one.
Mr. Block?
Well, just why not be able to get a bet on Nugent, which apparently they refused taking bets.
They didn't.
Joe just told me, but that's right or not, I don't know. We were just so sickening. That would have been a minor triumph if we'd have stopped him scoring, so that was that lost interest after that. But it was just as weak as you've always been since it's 0-0. It's still 0-0, isn't it?
Yeah,
it seemed to sort of stand by a start like that and try and sort of hang on and just, I don't know, but we don't have the ability to nick one, as they say. Doesn't seem to be anyway.
No.
Not a way.
Well, we don't seem to have much in the way of firepower. Now we've lost our talisman, so to speak. Don't seem to have much in the way of firepower. I'm personally hoping that it opens a little door for little Paul Tyler.
Yeah. Because he seems to be sort of something
of a peripheral
around him, isn't he? You know, sent home with two things. They're all slightly odd. Maybe he's just the sort of person that he does it on the pitch, and you can't rate him on his practice stuff.
I went to the reserves game on Monday, and for the first hour, he actually played really well. The last half hour was desperately poor.
I saw your tweet.
It looked like he might have picked up a knock because he was feeling his calf, but I don't know whether that's just when you do something bad and you sort of feel your calf to pretend you're injured. But he did make a difference in the first hour, actually, sort of got on the ball and made things happen, which is something we're lacking.
Well, we've been saying this for the last few weeks on this show. I mean, he was man of the match against QPR, or most people thought so, and then that was it.
Then he dropped, wasn't he?
Well, no, so we're on there.
Not selected. I know something, you just think he might be a bit sort of, I remember Jimmy Greaves, you know, going back for all that, he was old enough to remember that. You never knew anything about them at the time, did you? And he was dropped from the World Cup, all that.
I know that, yeah.
A scream in the dressing room, if you like people who scream, and I'm not sure Sir Ralph was that way inclined, so, obviously, he wasn't in the team, I had to bring him back in, but I'm not sure. You need a right sort of mixture, maybe. Because Mick seems to go by, you know, Mr. Noble seems to get the nod, and yet he has been desperate. I thought he was quite good at time, fast enough. If he chased down those balls, back passes to goal, he used to just scare him into kicking it, which he can do, because he really is fast. But his jumping, he's going for anything in the air, he jumps about 25 seconds before the centre half.
Yeah,
he's just never going to get it.
I'd imagine his size, and when he was growing up, he probably didn't need to learn to time a jump correctly because he was just bigger than everyone there, and he just hasn't sort of taken it into the professional game yet. But I know. I think.
Well, it's more of a thing. He's only young.
I think with Taylor, he doesn't do enough off the ball for Mick, and I know I've seen him play, McCarthy, both him and Wordsworth, McCarthy is always down on the side of the pitch, raging there to do more. And he just, I don't know, can you afford to carry a player?
Well, Anderson's a bit like that. He seems like Hando, doesn't he, as he says. And yet he, for me, never really, the like for Chirby. Carlos did more up and down the pitch before when Carlos could run, maybe for 60 minutes he can still do it. I don't know, but we just haven't got any pace. At least Taylor's got a bit of that.
I think now with, even at the start of the season, I'd have said my strike partnership would be one of Murphy and Noogle with one of Taylor and McGoldrick. I think if you put Taylor and McGoldrick together or Murphy and Noogle together, it just doesn't work. Okay. So hopefully we will revert to the big
little. Well, that's right. McGoldrick does go back, of course, as well. He does pop up and say things towards the end of the game. He's pretty good. He's got very good control. He's sort of way above. It's just such a pity, isn't it? But the other's just got to do it now. And Murphy, I wasn't a huge fan of Murph. They played well at the Charles. I saw the Charles in away game. And they were scared of him throughout the entire match. Maybe it's just the individual battle.
I think he's had a really good season.
Nice touches
in the air.
He does the dirty work, doesn't he? Hard graft.
I think if you have him up front, surely playing a Taylor that can play off him that may not get around the pitch is going to be more use than having a Noogle where they will both just doing the dirty work. Because it's not like we've got goals in midfield.
It also is inclined, if you're under pressure, to think, oh, well, there's two big guys up front. Whereas if you knew Taylor's up front, you're going to have to think a bit more about it.
Is always, the ball is pumped in whenever.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
They do. It's even, I can't think of who's our best hold-up centre-forward we've been recently.
Trevor Wymark. Joe might as well switch off here.
Welcome to the retro
show.
That's right. Well, there you go. Well, that just is about it. So it doesn't come bouncing back, sort of thing. So
I'm trying to think, actually. That's a good question.
Scowcroft.
He didn't immediately. And we went to Oxford. So Johnson, our quick car. And then he started, finally was fine for a while. And then it started bouncing off him and kept coming straight back again.
Yes, I think
that's what happens after it. Years at Portman Road.
Yes, it's all in the head as well, isn't it? You need to lose a tad of confidence, and then suddenly you just can't control anything.
Yeah.
Talking of big centre forwards, Joe, is a bit of news.
They're kind of working aside for Leeds until the end of the season.
Yeah. So anyone who hasn't almost an exclusive. But
yeah. Disappointing that.
Disappointing because I know a lot of town fans
are fantastic academy product strikers that we've produced over the last few years.
Turn your mic.
Two clubs below us at the table in the championship.
Yeah. Frustrating.
And Tony Clifford's gone to Wigan, isn't he?
Yeah.
But he probably thought they're scooting up the table. Now they're the pro form team, aren't they, I think, Wigan lately. So he's probably thinking, I might just tag on the end of that.
Yeah, I'd imagine the opportunity to move back home as well, probably.
Yes, he
plays into that.
Yeah. Wigan.
Well, just Manchester Wigan.
He's all over this.
A team on the up, right by your sort of home, is more
attractive
than a team sort of two seasons dwindling out in East Anglia, I'd guess.
Exactly. Everyone who comes here and say it's a lovely team. I love to hear. I would love to have another child. They always say that, don't they?
Yeah.
Maybe they're programmed all footballers to say that.
Have you read what he said in the East Anglia about Wigan? You might as well have just cut out the bit he said of Ipswich and
substitute Wigan.
Exactly. So you have great training facilities.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah.
A premiership club in waiting.
Yeah. Tiny crowds. No, you didn't say that bit.
That's us, isn't it?
Yeah, that's Wigan. It's even worse. And Wigan are they still in the Europa Cup?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, it's Kudo, that's Swansea and Tottenham Spurs, isn't it?
Is that the only two left?
Yeah.
Because that would have helped other clubs if Wigan were still stuck in
the FA Cup.
Yes, they got a replay in the final, isn't it?
Man, so is it.
Wigan, isn't it? Just died. Which is bizarre how that went. But I was looking at Marriott as well, scored another header for Wilkie.
Did score last night.
They did play, there was a game.
I have a...
For two spells there, there was an easy beat.
Yeah, but he went to... He was there, and then he went to Gillingham, and he didn't play, so he was... I think he made one substitute appearance, was called back and then sent straight back to working.
We got an email about Jack Marriott that someone went last night. This is from Dave Crowe. Being Lugal, I went to Kidderminster Harriers versus Woking again last night to check up on young Jack, and I say it would be best for him to carry on earning his trade at Woking this season. He's not quite ready for Championship football yet. So I think a lot of people think that. There's a lot of people also on the, those were the days that think he should be thrown in the deep end. I'm not sure I agree. He worked hard across the front with limited service from midfield, but shielded the ball well when played up to him. He had a couple of half chances and a good opportunity in the first half when he brought the ball down to the box and lobbed the keeper, but put it just wide. A touch more composure and he'd have got a good equaliser for Woking. As it was, Harriers went on to win comfortably 2-0 in the end, and Jack picked up a booking late on for a late tackle, probably born out of frustration. And yes, there was a town scout there to give the official feedback. And I had a good chat with him at half time. His favourite player was, and your favourite player, see who it could be.
Of what era?
From the past.
Oh, from Tyson.
It was Muren.
Yeah.
Had to be one of them, didn't it? And he was especially pleased when he went to his club, Manchester United. That's great. A town scout is Sports Man United, anyway. Keep up the good work. Thank you. Kitty Blue, that was. He goes under the name. Thank you, Kitty. Yeah, so, yeah, Jack Marriott. Probably best.
I'm surprised he didn't get an opportunity in January. It seemed a bit strange that his loan ended on the sort of 2nd of January, and we were playing Preston in the FA Cup that Saturday, and we sent him out on loan to Gillingham and we didn't have a game.
Yeah, no, that was very weird, and Gillingham didn't even play it.
We could have given him a run out in the FA Cup.
Yeah.
Just seen
the early bounce break came, so maybe it was sort of lasted, 26 minutes ago it was.
Yeah.
Jason Scott was what I was trying to think of, and could hold it up a bit.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
Straight off
in.
That's what I'd mention.
Yeah. I think Evans Blake is a sort of a Jason Scotland type player, isn't he? I mean, he's still not
that sweet. He always pop up in the league.
Yeah, he's a big goal scorer, isn't he?
Yeah.
So maybe an error, hopefully he's.
I think he's one for the later part of the season.
Yeah. Well, it's just. Is the season going to be over by the time he gets
there? Yeah, and that's the trouble, isn't it? Mm-hmm. And there's not enough games to get him 100%, is it?
Because what if you have to get to stay up 90 points or something? That goes up every year.
I think it'll be lower this year. The bottom three are quite far.
Yeah, it's a bit dropped down. Like there's the Oval Barnes and Charlton, who, of course, are doing fantastic in the cup.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable, isn't it? The way it goes.
Well, going back to the under 21s, which you said you did go to.
Yes.
This is from Slow Ball, always wonder. You'll see what I mean in a minute. I'll assume you'll mention at some player stage, if you haven't already done so, someone beginning with G's goal against the under 21. Absolutely, Mr. Block. See, Mr. Block suffers the same as I do, Slower Ball. Although results aren't the be-all and end-all and for our under-21s with player development than those coming back from injury or trying to find some form being more important. But our results don't bode well and won't help the general feel-good factor within the club. What concerns me most is not the apparent lack in the progress of our youngsters, but the way our overage senior players seem to play, i.e. not very well. Players like Paul Taylor, Anthony Wordsworth, Ed Howe. Oh, he's thrown in a bit of Latin there. He should be tearing teams in that division apart, but this never seems to quite be the case. From reports, the only guy who seems to acquit himself and always puts in a good shift is Alan Lee. What say you, Joe?
He looked all right for the first 25 minutes before he limped off on Monday.
Limped off with a collapsed lung. Who I believe limped off after 27 minutes in the last game with a possible hamstring injury. Shame, because without McGoldrick, Big Frank seemingly on a downward spiral and Paul Taylor is unfancied by Nick. I think Alan Lee may have come into contention and been an ideal player to come off the bench and give opposition defences a hard time for the last 15 or 20 minutes. Thank you for that, Scarborough. So you?
Well, even in that first 25 minutes, there is a couple of times where he just holds the ball up well, wins his headers. And
we're talking Alan Lee.
Alan Lee, and you think, not that I'd want him back in the first team, but someone he should be out on the training pitch with no ball, like, trying to help teach him how to be a better target man, because Lee. Obviously, his body doesn't keep up with his mind these days, but he was a very good target man for us.
Yes.
Strange.
But he would always go to ground, wouldn't he? He's sort of like half fox, I used to think he was. He'd always end up on the deck, wouldn't he, after every. He's trying to burrow his way to goal.
He seemed a confidence player as well, didn't he? When he was banging about, he was fine, and then he seemed to, as you say, get people ready to go to ground.
He's had ball clubs as well, but it seems astonishing we're even talking about that, isn't it, really? I think we just, is there any other combination we haven't tried that can score? We're just too slow when it gets in the midfield spine, and the amount of groans when it goes back again to keep possession.
I think it's the side players.
We just don't get forward. I mean, Hunt does try, and
see on Saturday Hunt on one side, Anderson on the other, and actually try and have a go at Birmingham. We seem to just try and match everyone's formation at home at the moment, which is fine when you go away to Leicester to try and get a point, but when you're at home to Blackpool or worse, at home to Preston in the FA Cup, and you just totally change the game plan you've been working on all week to try and sort of just match their formation, it's a bit disappointing.
But yeah, in 41, I don't know who's their top man. They're 39 probably ones, their goals for and against. Oh, it was after Saturday. But there, that's Lee Clark, isn't it? So we'll have to have subtitles for the aftermath match.
Yeah, they've had a huge number of financial problems over the last few years, and they rely on a lot of loanies and academy players at the moment. I don't think they've managed to keep hold of Chris Burke and Nicholas Zigic, who earns about $60,000 a week, which is more than
a squad combined. Really.
That's $1,000 for every foot of his height.
Yeah, he's not the tallest one.
Is he not the tallest one?
Zigic.
Zigic.
Is that a huge right basketball type thing? Oh, that should be, we seem to be able to handle them defensively with just his speed, I think. And then you knew with Leicester on the break that they just quick up.
They're just a very good side, aren't they? They just have a good player in each position, and they play as a team. You know how they're going to line up, and you know what their strengths and weaknesses are, but it's just quite difficult to stop them.
Everyone can beat everyone else. That's supposed to be this particular division. And Barry is still is almost in trouble, quotes, isn't he, now, after a few losses. But he's under as much pressure. Derby up there, McLaren's got them up there, and Burnley keeps them up there. So
they've lost a high for 20 games.
Amazing.
Is that Burnley?
Yeah. But when someone has worked out, we've got 15 points to come or something, is that right? Our remaining third of the season. So that's pretty negative, but that's, 16 games, not 40-something points, is it? There's only less than a third of the points.
Yeah, and we do need to, that's our problem, it's just going to be goals. With the goal to go, we do need to, last guy I'd like to go, sort of with a more attacking 4-4-2 to try and actually get the ball up there, try and get the wingers ahead of the ball and into the box, like we did against Reading, where Anderson.
Yeah, that's the goal. Second half was the QPR, the second half against the QPR game, was it, or the Reading game?
Reading game,
where we really got into it.
That was first half against QPR, we did well.
I don't remember the halves, and yet that was good. Yeah, it just generally seems we just get up there over the half, and then we stop. Everyone has to come up, they all funnel back, and they're always huge, aren't they? Well organised, the centre half. So that's why I don't think a sort of midge centre forward will do it for me. So that's why I think you have flick ons with Murphy and. What's their record, Murphy and Taylor? I mean, there isn't probably a national.
Taylor's on record 31, has he?
No, that's right, no combination to try out.
Well, I'm just hoping this is his chance and hope he doesn't blow it. But I didn't think he'd blow it against QPR, but he's still got a drop, so.
Yeah,
interesting.
That's bizarre, wasn't it? That was odd.
That's a strange one.
But it seems to me that when you're in mix, obviously, got his way. I mean, fair play is better, the position we're looking at, it has been for a few years, and you've got a bed in, you get it sorted out. But defensively, we don't seem, touch wood, famous last words, to be too bad. And you knew we were letting the three made it sound perhaps worse than it was.
I'd say we've beaten in every game. Saturday's game was the first game since Wigan in September where we'd lost by more than one goal.
Correct. And we lost all the big teams by one, and we two or something like that. And played well in them as well. And that was even annoying. So it's just as simple as like Burnley had it and Leicester. Derby went good down and back up again. And they've had a bit of a yo-yo.
Well, since they scored three goals back against us at half time.
So we had indirectly responsible.
I think it's half time. Yeah, because if we weren't 3-3, were we 3-1 up? 4-1 up, 4-1 up at half time. Then McLaren wouldn't have had to go down to the dressing room and sold them out. Then we might have won that.
Was that the game you watched when he wasn't officially in charge?
Yeah.
He went to have that's the way to do it. We need someone who's not actually in charge. And he just goes and
yes. Just seems to do. Just need one of us to wander in there.
Well, I was loosely crossed my mind. Yeah.
But you're not far away, are you? You're
a plant. Yeah, we just needed a supply of cups to throw and see whatever it is and see if it. Just see what works.
Bring a hairdryer with you next Saturday.
It's all different. All the hair sort of. That's the thing about Gherkin, is it he's in, looking at him? Is he, because he's more like a werewolf than anyone else we've got? He's so scary looking. Perhaps that's the reason for
maybe.
It.
Maybe. I think Ledger's quite unlucky to be dropped.
Yeah, especially. He said, he's sort of qualified in saying, well, anyone who plays a good match for it went. There's not a lot between them, I don't think, really. They're both stops and goals. I mean, in all these games we've had recently, there have been a couple of terrific close range.
They're both good showstoppers, as most keepers are.
Of the game, you're really looking one-sided.
I think Gherkin is slightly better, but I don't think there's a lot in it.
I think Gherkin's decision-making is better, isn't it? When to go out, when not to go out, when to punch, when to catch.
Yeah, and he's not the quickest to come off.
No. Of the two, he's been caught out a couple of times as well, but I think his aerial, you know, he's better in the air.
Yeah,
he
comes out from across, doesn't he?
Does glide, just slows as it glides. It's a safe option.
Yeah, so it's an injury. I don't know. But I mean, they're in a sort of similar sort of position, aren't they, to us, I suppose, really. And
we absolutely battered them up their place. I was there. It was just unreal. We only drew one all. They got a deflection right near the end. That was terrible. But yeah.
Yeah, big club, you know, big city and something, because they're obviously under that pressure with, you know, Villa and everything along. Yeah. The same sort of thing as ours, I suppose, in a way. But
well, of course, their twin club plays our twin club on Saturday.
The Port Lambert Derby.
Oh, yeah. Right, yes.
I can see that lot winning it as well.
On Sunday, they only need to win when they really, really need
to. Well, I think it was inevitable they were going to win Sunday.
Because it's about to go. Chris is about to go. And then they do it.
Well, Tottenham had just come back from Russia, hadn't they? Remember the amount of games in Europe we kept losing coming back from long trips. Even in the Robson days, we came back from, it was only St Etienne, which is France, and that we lost to Luton, who were right rock bottom or something, because it does take it out of you when you're flying back.
Drinking on the coach coming back.
Well, in our case, in those days, more than likely, yeah. But I thought we'd put money on that lot to win on the road, because I thought Tottenham had just come back from Russia, their defence was shambolic in the second half. Tottenham, they were just not
No, it's
so yeah, so I can see them carrying on that Villa, which is rather sad because we would like some nice end to our season. But
that's it. Well, actually, give us something to look forward to. If the worst happened to befall them, God forbid, of course, on a neutral programme, that would give us something to cling on to.
Well, we have another email from Ree Taylor, which
checking it.
Thank you for that, Chris. I'm not. It's Chris. I'm not sure if I can read that out. Might be a bit feisty, shall we say? It says, "Did I just hear Taylor hasn't got much of a record with anyone?" I'll leave you to write. he's
hard on my talk. Sorry about anything else.
So you were talking about like having Ando, Anson, and Hunt as wide players. So who would you have in the middle? Can I just say before you answer that Ray Slade wanted to have a big moan about Tam, among others, as well. But
yeah, so Tam, I just want Tam has been very good this season. He started off the season really well, and he was really good on loan last year. But then he got injured, and then since then he's been really, really poor. He had a couple of better games recently, but it seems as though Higham's not going to be fit for Saturday.
Is he not going to be fit for Saturday?
That's just a total guess. But well, I think once you've had an injury and you've come back and you've limped off with it, in the first half, you probably need to make sure you come back properly. So I'd put Skuse and Green. There's two left, really, on there. So
I think Tammy is the reverse of Taylor, in that he seems to talk a good game in training and gets in. And obviously, they play more games, more football to the in front of the manager training than they do on the blooming pitch, I suppose. You know, which everybody thinks more important. So maybe some people, it's like, why does he get selected? It's like every team, netball, whatever it is, and then someone always gets in. It seemed to be not wishing to sort of generalise too much about it, but maybe he's the rear. But that was a shocker, wasn't it? I just don't know quite. He's always drifting in, and he's sort of a bit lost, a bit out on the way. He's not quick enough for what.
He's just not very good on the ball.
I thought he was really good at the start, and then, you know, a quality player. Gave a fantastic interview, didn't he, when he first came to us, didn't he? He was very good. And, just a minute after the first game, almost against Reading immediately, I think he played fairly soon anyway. And he was pretty good, but maybe that's the thing, you see, that we just need someone a bit of patience, we'll get on with it, and just when we break, rather than stop, pass it back. That's the thing there, and I'm sure that we don't seem to have the confidence or the players that can do that. Spray a big wide ball, it's ahead of the winger who catches it.
It's a bit nice to see a winger beat a man and put across it.
Not beat a man, if I was you want to talk me through that.
Yeah, but not just roll the ball back to full back to cross it with seven bodies in the box already. So
watching those guys last night, you know, they're torturing the full. checks and things like that. Obviously, it is an FPR cost, whatever it is, but they once they got the confidence, and they weren't supposed to be the A's team going into that. But just show you, but we don't do that. You made a bit of zigzagging and cut happy on the ball.
Yeah, just stuff. If you are one on one with your fullback and there's a man in the box, try and beat him and get across it, not just sort of play the percentages and put across it and hope to win a corner or throw in or pick up a second.
Well, as they were saying yesterday in that game, aren't they? It's the end thing to have the right foot on the left wing and vice versa.
Yeah, they're always cutting in.
Because you can cut in on the fullback's weak side, of course.
Yes.
So, and Trico was always playing on the right, or was he right foot playing on the right foot?
Yeah, the left, wasn't he?
Yeah. He seems to do quite well.
We're going back, aren't we? Australia. He does bring him back, doesn't he?
Just to remember this, though.
I remember Trico, yeah.
Sorry.
It's Sheffield United.
We start going off into Neverland and forgetting the joke of what's going on.
Well, maybe that, but then Hunt is left footed, is he not? Yeah. He throws an arrow left footed at the dart, left footed.
But
he's almost the same on the hockey at his darts. I went to that as well. I know you discussed it last week, but he's stretchy and moody and sort of exactly the same as he's on the pitch.
You'd think he was a jockey rather than a footballer, wouldn't you?
Is he actually, yes, he could be actually, but I think he's a popular. He was very popular there, and I think he does put it in there, even if he's a 60, 70 minute person.
Yeah, I'd
have him on every time.
He's impressed me since he joined. I think he is a bubbly person around the dressing room and things like that. But we need wingers on both sides. We need actual genuine width with two midfielders that aren't going to score your goals. If you have midfielders in the middle that aren't going to score your goals, you can't have a one out wide that isn't going to score your goals either.
And our midfield team pulls, you know, the road below basket shooting. He can hit a ball, he can hit a nice pass, but he doesn't seem to quite get to the shot quick enough to get the shot.
Skews plays very deep, that's the trouble.
Yeah, he's too far, but he's just so far out and doesn't quite, he's never quite up because we're so ponderous in getting the thing forward.
Okay, well, you've got a few seconds, just you can pick your team very quickly and result for Saturday. Not the whole team, just so you'd like to
see. Because we're desperate for a win, I think it'll be a draw. So right. I'll go for that in the hope that we might just squeeze.
Who would you have up front, for instance?
Obviously, Merv could play. I would take
Taylor and Murphy. Yeah, me too, Joe.
I can't disagree with that, really. So.
But I have them to have one win. Anderson and Hunt on the wall.
Anderson and Hunt wide, and Murphy, and I don't care who we play up front as long as we have two wingers.
Agreed.
That's it. Well, that's fantastic. Everyone agrees for once. What did you say? The score 2-1.
2-1.
2-1. So we won, win, one draw. Well, I'll just go for a draw. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Till next week. Have a good one. Bye.